Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio on WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on your radio dial. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest co-host for today's show, along with Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer. And today we are both the co-hosts for Project Independence in You. We're just happy to be speaking with Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, who has weekly been coming on the program with some really great updates. And, you know, Laura, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your first term as elected as Nassau County Executive. And, you know, what that's been like, and kind of a quick look back, maybe, if you will, of, you know, some of the accomplishments and just some things that you learned and whatever it is that comes to mind about this entire experience over these last 4 years.
Well, it's been a really quick 4 years. It's hard, you know, 3.5 years. It's hard to believe how quickly time can go. But then think about everything that's happened. It's been very event-filled. So, you know, when I got into office, one of the first things I did was put some executive orders in place to really take as much politics out of government as possible, you know, not allowing anyone that I appoint to serve in a leadership position in a political party or to raise money for my campaigns or donate to my campaigns. You know, those, I felt it was very important coming into office to set those policies as quickly as possible and as concretely as possible. And it's funny, you know, when I was first campaigning 4 years ago, I made a promise not to put my name on signs. And people still come up to me and say, wow, I can't believe you actually did that. So, and then, you know, you remember that, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we've been plagued in Nassau with, you know, chronic deficits, budgetary problems. So I've been very fiscally disciplined. My team, you know, I gave them marching orders. We've got to be responsible with every penny of taxpayer dollar. And I'm proud to say, you know, we got into the pandemic, we actually had a bit of a budgetary surplus, about $112 million. But I was very concerned because 40% of our sales tax, 40% of our budget, we have a $3.3 billion budget, 40% of that comes from sales tax. So I was very concerned, you know, would we be able to continue to provide services through our health department, through our police department, ambulances, you know, all of the services, especially during COVID, that we really needed to keep going. And I'm proud to say, through fiscal discipline and through refinancing our debt at historically low rates, we're in very good position. In fact, we had a bit of a surplus before we even got help from the federal government. And that's without having to raise property taxes since I've been in office. So I'm very proud of that accomplishment, very proud of our team. And, you know, I think I've also shown that I'm not afraid to take on the tough fights, stuff that has been avoided for years and years and years. You know, for example, a reassessment that had been avoided for a very long time. I knew we had to do it. It's another basic function of our county government. And I'm proud to say that our values were validated by the state, by independent experts. So I don't agree with avoiding a problem just because it's political. Difficult. I'm also very proud of our public safety record. You know, I do support the police. I do support law enforcement. I think they play an incredibly important role in society in general. And our men and women, whether it's the police, whether it's the sheriff's department, the corrections officers, deputy sheriffs, our fire service, fire marshals, whatever it is, they do a great job. And we always try to lead with community first, community service first. That is the bottom line of everything. The other thing that we're really working hard on is economic development. So, you know, I know we've talked about on this air about supporting businesses throughout the pandemic, advocating for their reopening when it made sense, really kind of, I joke that I have become the governor's most annoying pen pal with pushing for things to open, because we know we can trust our business owners to do things safely, and they have done that. The fact that there was so little transmission within our businesses speaks volumes to their professionalism and their problem-solving skills. And, you know, interestingly, through the pandemic, the county has worked much more closely with our school districts than we normally do, because normally we have 56 independent school districts. They normally work directly with the state, but because of the pandemic and because of our Department of Health, we've really created good, meaningful relationships with our school communities. And I've been incredibly proud of the work they've done, keeping our kids safe. I'm a public school parent myself, keeping their staff safe. And I'm looking forward to that relationship continuing to blossom. So it's been an eventful 4 years. And I think we as a county, our residents, businesses, schools, we have a lot to be proud of.
Well, and I think, you know, you should be proud of yourself, you know, as a county resident, Laura, and I've said this before to you, you know, you do things while you are trying to make the community better. And regardless of whatever the politics fall, you know, that's your main goal. You know, and I think that that's why so many people are so receptive to you, because you aren't afraid of standing up for certain things and making it work. And I think it's certainly the proof is in the pudding, you know, in this whole thing. And it's a privilege to be a county resident, frankly, under, you know, all the wonderful things that you've done. So.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. And, you know, a lot of people are moving to Nassau. You see that, especially in the town of North Hempstead, people are really taking a fresh look at the suburbs. They see we have a good quality of life, relatively drama-free. You know, there's always drama. And I have to say, the beauty of serving on the local level, the blessing of serving on the local level, is you really don't get bogged down in the politics as much. You know, we're talking about very basic things, concrete things like paving roads, taking care of the parks, right. Contact mm-hmm. tracing, public safety. You know, it's real work. It's not philosophical. It's not right. ideological. It's just common sense.
Absolutely.
Laura, to say that you became a Nassau County executive during complicated times is an understatement. I don't think any other Nassau County executive can say they came into power during, I mean, in my lifetime, at least, such a diversive, so divided time, and then the pandemic. So, I mean, you had, I want to say a lot of swords against you. I mean, just a lot of things. And I think that coming out of it, the way that you did, the way that you led Nassau County, the residents, and, you know, like, you know, we've had the most vaccinated senior residents almost in the country per capita, if you will. And I think you could do anything now. I mean, if you got out of, you know, coming into power when the country was super divided, and so is and was Long Island, but it seems like it's coming together. This pandemic where, you know, all these people, you know, that are essentially your family of Nassau County, you know, just illnesses and I mean, just an emotional time too. And, you know, I think you really did an incredible job leading us through. And there was always something with you that just, there was always hope. It's always, you know, there were times during the pandemic, I think, where people were just like, we all had it. I mean, you know, whether you had COVID or you wanted to get the shot or you didn't believe what was happening, or no matter where you were coming from, you always presented that things were going to be okay. You really did. Yeah, you know, there was always hope, and we were going to get through this. We were going to get through it together. And, you know, I just feel like someone, you know, anyone who is elected into a role where they're, you know, overseeing so many people and get through it the way you did, I think you could do anything.
Right. You know, I always say that's very kind of you, Rebecca. I always say you're only as good as your team. And I have a great team. We have 7,200 people who work for Nassau County in all of our different departments. We do a lot. And we also have great residents. And that's really what kept me going, was our residents, reaching out to them, reaching out to our business owners, talking to people in happy times and in very, very sad times. But, you know, I always remember that's who I serve. I serve the residents. I am their servant. And when you keep that in mind, it kind of keeps your compass straight. It keeps you going in the direction that you need to be going in. So I really felt my role was to give the information and, as you say, to give a sense of hope that we have overcome many things in our time here on Earth as a species, and that we will overcome this as well. And to see that we are in a good position with our vaccination, with our economy, it sort of justifies that hope, that optimism. There is always a reason for optimism, no matter what's going on in life.
Absolutely. And that's a perfect, I mean, that's kind of the overarching theme of our show all the time. And now we can reclaim our summer, which is the new phrase, the new phrase of summer. You know, I think you created your own hashtag there, Laura.
Hashtag reclaim our summer. Yeah, it's a good one. I like
it. You heard it here first, people.
You heard it here first. On just like a human level, yes, your team just amazing. And none of them signed up for, you know,
that's right.
The whole, everything that happened. And, you know, it's just nice to be able to be on the other end of it, you know, and see, you know, all the drive and, you know, all the things that you and the team did in Nassau County, and also in the town of North Hempstead, you know, Supervisor Bosworth, you know, especially with our seniors. And, you know, she's always been such a senior advocate. I mean, and that's always been in her core. You know, I remember when she was in the legislature, it was always calling, you know, making sure that flu shots were happening for the seniors. And that was just, you know, kind of that whole thing. And to see, you know, our seniors most impacted, both in the county, of course, and everywhere, because of their age, that they were the most frail during the pandemic, was really, you know, really difficult, of course, for everybody. And people like you and Supervisor Bosworth, who just, you know, when it comes to the seniors, it's frightening, you know. But, you know, here we are reclaiming the summer, and, you know, and all that.
You know, I have to say, Supervisor Bosworth has been a wonderful partner over the past 4 years. And I reach out to her. She reaches out to me. She lets me know what I need to know. It's very valuable, because a lot of people don't care if it's a town service, is it a county service, who does what. They just want the job to get done. Mm-hmm. And to be able to have that, the kind of relationship that I have with Judy, has been really helpful for me to do my job. So, I'm very grateful for her.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, it just shows, you know, partnership and everyone kind of coming together is really when the work gets done. As cliche as it sounds, you know, it's really how the most beneficial things work out.
We are unfortunately at the end of the show. County Executive Karen, thank you so much for coming on, and look forward to speaking with you again. Christina, great show, great co-hosting with you. We'll be back next week with a great show, Project Independence in
New York. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Happy 4th of July.
Go reclaim your summer.